this. We were recording.
Do come here.
As you can see, we obviously struggle quite a bit. guys, I hope everyone's well.
Maybe we're not.
You enjoyed our quarantine stories since we have a little bit longer stuck in our homes and stuff. We hope you guys are well. So today we're coming with you. Was that right?
On a journey. Yeah, I guess if you want to be.
We're coming with you on a journey. She literally just corrected my grammatical mistake. Okay. We are back here. Oh my god, if my sister comes into my room, I'm gonna have
live direct. Get her to feature on it. I'm sure she's wise. She's smart.
How she's old is not me? Smart. She's like 13. Oh my god, Pache. I have to go hit her.
You could tell me that.
Okay. Oh my god. I'm recording.
I'm so sorry.
Leave. Okay. Anyways, we're keeping this unfiltered. We're at home, okay, guys. There's not much I can do. Like, there's so many pests.
Okay. Hello, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to episode 3 of If I Speak the podcast.
I'm Panache.
And I'm Daniela, if you didn't already know. I struggle to say my name, Mum's Life.
What?
Do you ever struggle?
Say your name. What?
Do you ever struggle, like...
With your name?
Yeah, no, not with my name, but with your own name. You know when someone's like, what's your name? And I just feel weird saying it out loud. I'm just like...
Yeah, no, I can't. Daniela. I get you. No, but, like, your name's different. Obviously, like, it's not Danielle. It's Daniela. Like, you've got to put a twist on it. Danielle, do you know what I mean?
Panache, you sound like a Karen.
A what?
A Karen.
Oh, sorry, did that sound ignorant?
No,
it's quite unusual.
What? No, that's what I'm saying. You sound like someone's born. Yeah.
Has anyone ever said your name is unusual?
Yeah, I feel like. See, in school growing up, yeah, Mum's Life, yeah. I don't know why. You would read my name, guys. My name is spelt with an E instead of an A, like Daniela, yeah. Even if you were to see that on paper, you would still get it together and work out.
Get it together.
Daniela, do you know what I mean?
What do people say? Like, what is the worst you've heard?
I've gotten the worst, not the worst, but it's stuck for ages in school. Like, teachers would be calling me Danelia. For the longest time, it stuck for ages because teachers would honestly read my name and go, Danelia. And I'm just like, I'm sure they're trying to say Daniela. And I just never understood, like, how you would go from that, like, Daniela. Like, it's Danelia. Not that hard.
Danelia. Do you know what? Like, it does sound silly, but it's not. It's not at all, like, I can see where one might be coming from with that. Do you know what I mean?
Where is the Danelia?
Danelia.
You have to put in extra letters to be able to say it.
I've had too many remixes with my name.
I can imagine.
Even talking about it, man, PTSD. Sorry.
Do you know what I mean? My name's not even that difficult. It's honestly not.
It is not. It really isn't.
I don't even think it's, like, racially ambiguous or anything.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get you. Anyways.
Count the amount of times you've said anyways.
Bruh, honestly. So today, we are going to be discussing gaslighting and all its What it has to offer. It doesn't even offer you anything
what
good.
What do you mean, offer?
That was the wrong word.
You know what I meant? I know what you meant. Gaslighting. And all its funny little quirks.
Okay, so funny little quirks was better than what it has to offer.
I don't know how to... I don't know. I've just personified the whole thing. It's not
funny little quirks.
It's got its funny little quirks. It has. It can put you in very, very, very horrible situations.
Yeah.
And half the time, I feel like people don't even realize it's happening.
Mm.
So obviously, we thought this was one of them topics that we can make sort of lighthearted, but also, you know. No, it's not lighthearted. But you know what I mean by like, it's lighthearted, but obviously, we're gonna go into it in like seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Guys, you know what we mean, man.
You know what we mean.
It's a heavy topic, but we're gonna try to cover it as best as we can.
You know, so what the person who came up with the term is actually so smart, because you know what, yeah, doesn't explain. It like, obviously when you light something with gas, it just goes like psh, like it's up in flames, like
the situation just
escalates. Think about it.
And if you think about it, you can't see gas.
Wow.
Oh my god.
That's
gosh.
Another layer. I didn't think about that.
Ding ding ding. Ding 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 ding. Oh my gosh. Come here. Is it my head that I can't?
Okay, can we be serious for a serious topic? Okay, gaslighting. How would you? I don't even know how to define it properly. I feel like if I try to define it, it's gonna sound so.
Okay, let's. From what we understand, gaslighting in all its form is a type of manipulation. Psychological manipulation done by somebody to someone else. I feel like majority of the time it can be, well, we'll go into it and stuff of like the types of gaslighting and stuff, how it's done and if it's done intentionally, unintentionally and stuff like that. But from what I know of, it's just basically when someone manipulates someone into thinking that a situation is not necessarily either as bad or as good as they think it is, and then it leads someone to basically self-doubt.
Would you apply it to some how something good it is? I thought it was just negative.
Yeah, because you'd say, for example, I feel like it's best to explain it in examples, yeah? Like, say, for example, at work, say you've achieved something or you've reached, like, a higher position and stuff. Mm. And obviously someone's come and they're like, oh, yeah, that's really good, but you could do better. And then in that...
True.
Okay, that sounds like a very lighthearted, like, example, but, like, think of it in a very specific, like, scenario. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can gaslight someone into thinking that they're still lacking, even though
they have the facilities. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like, to be fair, it's important to suss out, like, in what scenarios, like, gaslighting is very, like, prevalent in. So, like, it can happen in, like, relationships. It can happen in work environment, like, work relationships. It can happen
friends as well.
Friends, even entire society.
Parents, like, honestly, literally anyone you've got some sort of relationship, you can get it anytime, anywhere.
Mm. Literally, like, it happens so much, and I feel like people don't tend to realize it. Or the problem with it, yeah, is I feel like we're speaking. Okay, let's speak in terms of relationships and stuff. Yeah, I feel like one of the biggest issues with gaslighting and being like a victim of gaslighting is it's hard to realize that it's even happening. Like we said with the whole, like, the name itself, like, you can't see gas, like, you can't see until it's someone, like, boom, turns on the light, or and next thing you know, you're toast. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just don't know, like, of the situation until you come out of it.
Yeah, definitely. No? Definitely. I feel like the reason why, yeah, like you said, a lot of people allow it to happen is because obviously, like, once you accept it and keep on accepting it, maybe you've seen it at the beginning, but then things start to get blurred.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like, I think another reason why it's so hard to spot is, you know, when obviously maybe like a highly emotional situation has happened and mm-hmm. and maybe you just naturally don't remember like 100% all the facts that went yeah. down. So that like as like fueled with your own self-doubt and I guess like just overthinking, like things that you put into your own head, that plus another person like planting seeds of doubt into your head yeah. is only gonna allow you to be like fully like gaslighted. Do you know what I mean? But 100%. I feel like if you have like maybe like a stronger sense of self-assurance, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in your feelings or emotions or whatever, then you might be like less likely to get gaslighted. But in saying that, like it can happen to anyone because people can be so like.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I can feel
manipulating
like,
with it. Like it's not like it's not. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say like I feel like it can happen to anyone because I feel like most people obviously you won't be like you won't go into a situation if obviously you feel like you're gonna be emotionally manipulated or abused, period. Like you wouldn't think you would. That's why I'm saying like you don't realize until you're in the situation. Like you could feel like you have the most self-assurance or self-respect for yourself or, you know, stuff like that, and then still not realize you're being manipulated.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying, that's what I was going on to say. Like it's a lot to do with the manipulation
100%
of the other person like doing it to you. And like you said, you can have a lot of self-assurance, but that can get clouded when, you know, someone's just coming with like sneaky techniques to make you feel uh-huh. like, you know, they haven't done you like as dirty as like they actually have. Or
literally, oh my god,
you know,
the minute you guys honestly, the minute that you start, if you know, like, honestly, if you have a feeling or like a terrible feeling about the situation that you're in, if you have an inkling that the relationship you're in is toxic or they're just not it, put it that way, if you're in a situation where it's just like, you know, you deserve better, period. Mm-hmm. That you deserve better and stuff, and then something's going on or whatever, and you have the inkling and you feel like something's not right, and then mm-hmm. after, we were speaking about this earlier, after you have that initial feeling, right, and then you approach the person, you have a conversation, or you just even think about the situation you're in, and you could either be thinking about, you could have either had the conversation with them, or you could have been like deeply thinking about the situation, and it's either or. Like I feel like if you have had a conversation with this person after, let's say for example a person's cheated on you, yeah, and obviously like not that everybody's situation is the same, everyone's situation is different, we're talking about cheating and you know and you found out, or we could be talking about you having like the slightest clue potentially that they are from their actions and stuff or whatever, da da da. Like, you have that feeling, you know it's not okay, you know they've done you dirty, you know you feel like shit, da, 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 da. If then you feel like that, and then you get into a conversation with your partner, and you confront the issue, and you bring the issue up, and then after talking to them, the result or the outcome ends up being you thinking, okay, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Mm-hmm. That is honestly severe gaslighting.
I think you need to be a bit careful with that because, oh, you're, I guess in that specific situation, yeah. But like, are you applying that to everything?
No, I'm just saying in like specific situations like cheating and stuff, like, what do you mean you have to be careful with it?
Like, say for example, say for example, like I can you might do something to me and I might think, oh my gosh, Daniela, what a bitch, like how can she do that to me? But when if you now come and explain to me and if it actually does make sense, maybe I've interpreted
no I'm not
the
talking about
way.
That though.
Oh right, okay, okay.
I'm talking about like in situations where obviously there's a wrong that's been done.
Yeah.
Wrong period, like it's unquestionable. Like I don't think any form of cheating is okay, or just anything close to it. Do you know what I mean? Like in them situations when a wrong has been done to a person that is wrong.
Yeah.
Then obviously, and you come out of it and you think, okay, cool. You know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. When initially your first thought was, yeah, it's wrong. And then you come out of it and you was like, okay, you know what? Even if it was wrong, I can still. When you shift your perception and you start thinking about it differently, you honestly have been gaslighted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by, like, that's what we both mean when we say, like, it's, like, self-assurance and stuff. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things that a person who has gaslighting tendencies does is change your perception of a situation and the truth of a situation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it is a big thing that comes into play as well is they're making you feel almost ashamed that you feel a certain type of way.
Literally.
Like they try and make you feel guilty, you know, like they're like, oh, you know, just saying stuff like, you know, like I care about you, like I'd never want to do you that type of way, like why are you always overreacting, like you know I love you, blah blah blah, this and that. Even it's not even just like that in like with relationships, like even in a friendship, if they're just saying if they can just maybe like if they've done something wrong to you, yeah, and they're not taking accountability of their actions, and within doing that,
yeah,
they are almost like making you seem like the bad person for bringing it up or even actually being upset.
Yeah,
when you're like well within your rights to be upset and to confront them about it.
100. Then,
you know, it's they definitely play on making you feel bad when you shouldn't even feel bad, and that now questions you, because like I feel like what spins people with it is, when you're confronting someone about something that's hurt you, you're not even trying to like hurt them. You know, it's like a conversation, right?
100.
So maybe when they now bring in like a completely new emotion that you weren't trying to to bring in, you're like, because it's so new, you're like, whoa, like I didn't even consider that, was I?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you weren't even thinking about it. So like you now you're doubting things. And yeah, no, definitely. I think a lot of it to do is making the other person feel a type of way when you actually did nothing.
Yeah, they 100%, like, I feel like they move or shift, like, the responsibility of their actions to the other person. And then in that sense, they end up, I feel like it's because they victimize themselves. I feel like that's one of, like, the characteristics that if, say, for example, then you call out their behavior, all of a sudden it's like, well, they're the victim now. Mm-hmm. And then in doing that, obviously you'd feel bad and you'd start to question, oh, is there something that I done that maybe would have resulted in this behavior? But I feel like people forget there's just certain things that's not okay, like regardless of how you think about it and how you shift perception, toxic behavior is toxic, cheating is not okay, lying is not okay. You know what I mean? Like people are like, okay, but this happened because maybe I put them in that sort of situation. No, that's not the case, because as much as it was a choice for the other person to act a certain type of way,
yeah,
and their choice was to manipulate you.
And I feel like the more it happens, the more you like are unaligned with, like the more it sort of like unaligns like your thinking, or
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like say for example, you might enter a friendship and you're like, okay, obviously everyone wants basic respect, but if you are continuously being, say, gaslighted, you might not even know that you're being disrespected on a daily. Do you know what I mean? So like you're allowing, you're essentially allowing things to happen to you that you disagree with or you don't want for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it might even like make you do certain things that you don't want to do.
Or you wouldn't normally do.
Like, if you were thinking about it, like, in a clear, like, unbiased mind, like, you wouldn't actually want to participate in certain things, or you wouldn't think certain things are okay. Like, taking the cheating example again, I don't know, say they cheated, like, say if that's just, I don't know, maybe, obviously, like, emotions are different, and I get people do forgive people who do cheat, but say, for example, like, it is, like, an absolute, I don't know, like, no, like, non, what's the words? What's that?
Unforgivable.
Yeah, or to say something, if it's something that's just absolutely unforgivable to you, and because, like, you have been gaslighted so much, you're thinking, oh, do you know what? Like, I guess, like, cheating is a part of, it's a part of, like, relationships these days. Like, it's only going to make it stronger. And I get for some people it has, but if that was maybe something, like I said earlier, wasn't unforgivable for you, and then now they have gaslighted you so much to the extent that you kind of think what they've done,
I feel like that's somewhat acceptable. A lot, though. Like, I feel like I have to be really careful with the words I choose, because everyone's situation's honestly different, and people think differently and stuff. But I feel like a lot of the times that's what it is. Like, you've been gaslighted to the point that you don't even see the situation you're in,
or sometimes it's like sometimes like you see it, but like
you just ignore it, like you
ignore it.
Honestly, do you feel like, in terms of a person doing the gaslighting, do you feel like some people do it intentionally and some do it unintentionally?
I think it definitely, I feel like it can definitely happen both ways. Like, I won't lie, I feel like everyone has definitely in their lifetime gaslighted someone in one way or another, whether it's a proper serious way or whether it's just, like, small. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we definitely, like, people definitely do it unintentionally. But definitely, I feel like in, say, relationships, whether that's, like, with family members, friends, like your partner, it can happen unintentionally, but like I feel like certain people definitely are capable of doing it intentionally.
They know 100%. Exactly,
like they're taking advantage of someone, you know.
They know 100%.
100%.
100%. Some people would even be like, I feel like you see them ones when, okay, you know what, we're gonna get personal. No, but oh my gosh,
whoa,
oh my gosh. The minute like someone says, this is similar to like when we're talking about like toxic relationships and like a person like taking the piss as much as they can because they know that you'll just run up and take them back with the click of a finger. You know what I mean? It's like it's a similar situation where I feel like, I think a person tends to gaslight another person because they feel like they can.
Yeah, 100%. Because like we said, the more you accept it, the more you're gonna like stray away from certain beliefs or like ways of thinking that you normally would. So obviously, when you're straying away from what you would normally go for, you're going in the direction of what the gaslighter wants you to do, or what they want to achieve,
and you don't realize.
But I feel like I feel like for me, the way that I mean I'm definitely, I won't lie, like I'm not a perfect person or whatever, like it doesn't make you like a weak person if you do get gaslighted, do you know what I mean? Because it's a lot to do with people are just, when they're highly manipulative, like that's mad, like they can even bring like the strongest person down. But I feel like for me, ways that I allowed myself to maybe not accept that type of thing as much is, like, I feel like there's one thing, like knowing that, like, you have been gaslighted, but then I kind of guess it's like what you do with that, because you can be aware of it, but you just might not have the strength to, like, really.
Or either you're being, you can, from other people surrounding you, like, you can be told that you, this is what's happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, in a situation, and your friends or family are like, you've just been gaslighted.
I feel like for me, ways like to help that I've like sort of overcome it, it's really honestly just been through like experience and age. Obviously, like we're still young, but like just knowing that, like, knowing what you want for yourself and really like keeping focus on that, even though it is hard, you know, like just choosing not to accept certain things, and then just trying to break away from that. Like, do you know what? Like, no, I don't care if my friend's gonna think I'm overreacting, or if he thinks I'm overreacting. Like, do you know what? You hurt me, and whether you want to take like accountability for that, like, that's, I'm gonna act accordingly to how you hurt me, and I'm gonna confront you. Do you know what I mean? Like, they might not have to. They might not always acknowledge it, but if you acknowledge it and then act in such a way that you don't allow yourself to be gaslighted, do you know what I mean? Then I feel like just small acts like that can help you sort of like break away from it, even though it's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah,
because it can be like quite an intimidating thing to be like, you know, it's sometimes it can be an awkward conversation to be like, oh, listen, like, what you did here, you hurt me. And like, sometimes like when you're dealing with a person who, you know, they just never want to take responsibility for their actions. They never see themselves in the wrong. It's so hard to deal with those types of people.
People are actually like that.
Yeah, sometimes like
I don't deep it, but people genuinely struggle with apologizing.
It's not
and
even
accepting responsibility.
Even like, that's the thing. Like, it's like first thing they need to do is actually see that they're in the wrong. Like, when you, it's like so hard to deal with a person who doesn't even see the error of their ways, because it's like, where can you even, it's like
literally speaking to a brick wall, guys. Like,
yeah,
but some people are genuinely just like that, and so many things could be the reason behind it, but I feel like a lot of the time is some people like either mask or project like the responsibility of
do you know what, you know, it is as well. Do you know what it is? It's like, I feel like a lot of people are quick to get defensive when you bring up like something that like they've done that has caused you like hurt or whatever.
Yeah,
they're quick to be like, sometimes it's like they're thinking is like, why are you attacking me, why are you doing this to me? And then I think maybe that's where like gaslighting can now be created, because they're thinking, oh, you know, but like I love you, like you're my friend, like why would I blah blah blah, you, oh no, nah, you're over exaggerating, I'd never do you like that. Like, I think sometimes people just need to not think this person is attacking me, but it's just two people just trying to have like a constructive
conversation.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like when you're too quick to get defensive, it just stops a lot of like meaningful, productive communication happening,
and comprehension, to be fair. The minute you get defensive, like, obviously there's communication and comprehension, like the minute you get defensive, the tone in any conversation, as soon as that's involved, it will spiral into either an argument or just no communication whatsoever. Nothing, do you know what I mean? Nothing.
If you shout at me, that's it, done.
Yeah, like, me, I can't do it. Just don't shout at me, please, I beg, like, because that's just one thing that I will not handle. Like, don't change your tone at me, don't come with a rude, do you know what I mean? Just communicate and be respectful about it.
Literally.
Do you know what else? But in saying that, I would just like to add that in terms of dealing with it, it's so, so difficult as like the person who's going through it, like as the victim who's experienced gaslighting and stuff, because I feel like when people, this is from experience, I feel like when people, like friends and family, who see like a situation where, say for example, if I was in that situation, and obviously you, P, were like outside of it and you were looking in, it was so easy for you to be like, this is what's going on, like, open your eyes, da, da, da. And obviously, in that situation, say for example, I'm obviously there and I'm just like, I'm aware of it because I'm being told. It's not like it's not known to me. Like, I am aware of the situation. But I feel like when a person is in something so, like, serious and they're being manipulated, like, constantly, like, it's like a long period of time. It doesn't even have to be a long period of time. It's just depending on the entire situation and how a certain person feels or what's happened or what's occurred in terms of, like, you know, relationships and stuff, it's so difficult for that one person. Like, everyone, it's like everyone's screaming, like, from outside in, going, pull yourself together, like, get yourself out of the situation, and no one actually understands, like, how difficult it is, because you're obviously in that situation. You're like, okay, cool, everyone's telling me that it's wrong and I shouldn't be in this situation, I don't deserve it, da, 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 da. And then you can't see from their point of view because of just
it's just
all of the stuff that you've taken, because it's like, at this point, it's come to the point, like, I'm sorry for everyone who's gone through it, but, like, it's come to the point now where it's like, you wouldn't even say it's gaslighting, because you don't even, you
end up justifying the
person. Like, you don't even agree.
No, I don't even like that.
Exactly. And I'm just like, no, but he's...
Now people are looking at you like you're crazy.
Literally, and some people would literally just be like, oh, eventually they'll turn a blind eye and they'll just be like, you know what, that's your problem. I've said it multiple times, but what people don't get is just like, like a person being manipulated is not as easy as going, switch back.
Wake up.
Do you know what
Definitely.
I mean?
I agree with you, but I do, I wonder, like I said, I know how hard it is. It's not just like a, oh, listen, this is what's happening to you, get out of it, stop accepting it, because there's a lot more layers and it's just not as easy as that. But do you think that sometimes we do have to, like, accept, like, we have to take some responsibility, especially because I feel like there's, it's different. Like, some situations, people genuinely do not realize that they're being gaslighted. But like we said earlier, sometimes people, you have, like, an inkling, or, like, you kind of, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
But you just choose to, like, turn a blind eye to it. Like, so in those instances, do we carry a level of responsibility?
Oh, 100.
Because as much as the person can be an absolute prick, I think we have to, for ourselves, we have to claim some responsibility.
You can't just, what's the word? You just really cannot give up your dignity for no one. Like, left, right, center,
you know,
you can't. And you know what? I'm gonna try to be respectful about it and stuff. Yeah, like, I hope it's not the case that somebody in a situation where, like, gaslighting's occurred, honestly, like, is unaware of it and stuff. Like, I want to be quite sensitive about it and say that, like, I hope that's not the case. But in my opinion, I feel like everyone is intuitive, and I feel like, to an extent, however oblivious you want to act or genuinely are, you know, you have, like, if your intuition tells you so, like, I feel like everyone knows or has an inkling. Like, you can't sit and tell me if you're in a situation where, you know, wrong's been done to you and stuff, and you sit there and you're just completely like, oh, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, unless you've been lied to and stuff and you absolutely have no idea, that's a completely different scenario. But I don't believe that you just sort of sit there and you're like, okay, I had absolutely no clue. Because it's either someone's come and told you, or you just know. You just know by intuition. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to accept, at that point, it's like, obviously, I agree with you. It's like, as much as it, you have to be sensitive in terms of, like, being the person in that situation and knowing that you've been manipulated, and it's a horrible situation to be in, and it's hard to get out of it. It's like, one of the biggest things that will help you deal with it is, everyone has wants and everyone has a vision of themselves for the future that they desire, or just the situation that they know they should be in. Like, everyone has self-worth. You can't, as much as it's the lowest of the lowest, because you're accepting, like, certain things that you shouldn't be
accepting. But some people really don't and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. But
I get what you mean, but like you have a stomp.
Like, but like
everyone has a stomp of people. It.
No, I get you.
Do you know what I mean? Like everyone has a stomp of it, whether you choose you or not. Like it's innate to a person's whole existence to have self worth. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Whether or not you fucking threw it out the window or not. But genuinely, it's like everyone knows whether they should, you know, wait, how do I put this? It's like everyone has a specific way of thinking how they want their life to be. Like, if you know,
I feel like, yeah,
so if you know that this isn't for you, and if you know, like, all the shit that you're taking in, and da 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 da, and if you just keep in the back of your head that in the future, one thing that really helped with me in like a situation like this was just like every single time you'd sit there and you're like, no, like I'm still young, this is fine, like da 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 da, like whatever's going on, like unintentionally I get it and stuff, and maybe it's not so bad because we're still young and da 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 da, and there's time to grow, to heal, da da da. Like, keep it in the back of my head that in the future, when I look back at it, will I honestly be happy with myself?
You know, that's it. Yeah, it's like I was saying earlier, you need to, I think, one, like, a way that can help you get out of a situation if you are being gaslighted or whatever is just keeping, like, in the core of your mind, like, what you want for yourself.
Yeah.
Boundaries, like, what is okay, what you're okay with, what you're truly not okay with.
Yeah.
And don't compromise that just because of a certain someone.
For, like, nobody, guys.
Because most of it, like, nothing can be or should be, like, placed above
you.
In terms of, like, your goals, like the respect that you should be getting.
Yeah.
Do you know stuff, just stuff like that? Like,
literally.
Yeah.
Just don't, like,
don't have it, guys.
It's like, literally, like, you know what, as well? I'm going to put this in, yeah. It's like, I feel like people are a lot more, like, scared to, like, deal with the situation because it comes from, like, someone very close to them.
Yeah,
like a best friend situation or obviously a boyfriend situation or like even family members,
and no one likes
parents.
Some people don't mind confrontation, but it's hard.
Yeah, and it's just like I feel like it's also because you're just like, oh, I didn't realize someone that's close to me could, you know, go about the type of way, when it's like, well, you should know, because the respect that I want is, you should already should be giving it. Do you know what I mean? People don't deep that, but like as we said, like gaslighting can happen in so many situations.
But do you know what, like just want to touch on just a bit the unintentional parts. I do think that sometimes some people, like, they might not see the error of their ways, but they have good intentions. Now, I don't mean like someone is doing you the absolute dirtiest, like, I don't know, cheating on you, like punch, like just, I don't know, beating you up. But what I mean is, like, say for example there's something you don't like, I might be like, let's just take you and me for example, just hypothetically, say I'm someone who I don't really check my phone and you're always like messaging me and you're thinking, oh, like, why is she being like this?
Yeah.
And then so you now confront me and I'm like, what, like, D, like, you know, I've got you, blah blah blah, like, it's not even deep like that, you know. I might not even view it as deep. So I think sometimes, like, when someone is doing unintentionally, like, some level of gaslighting can happen, but it's not from a malicious way.
I get you.
Like, I just, from, but it can be resolved, like, through, like, calm communication. But only if, like, both parties are trying to
100%
hear each other out.
I agree. I don't think everyone who gaslights is
not always malicious.
Malicious and horrible and da-da-da. Like, you don't realise it's it can happen. It can happen even in very innocent situations and stuff. But even in that, you still have to make sure to put your foot down and
communicate.
Like, even if, say, for example, obviously I can't imagine you doing anything mad like that to me, but if something happened similar to that, as much as we both honestly don't like confrontation, is you have to deep. Sometimes you really just have to put your foot down and tell another person, look, this is not okay for me. I feel like I'm being disrespected. However close they are, guys, it could be someone that you've known for the longest time ever, and they know inside and out your personality. They know how you feel about certain things. They will still do it because at the end of the day, you ain't a carbon copy of the other person. Even if you expect them to act a certain way that meets, like, the categories of respect that you find respectful.
Yeah.
It's still not going to make the cut because everyone's still different. And however, if you're in that situation, I'm sorry, but, like, if it's someone, like, honestly very, very close to you, it doesn't matter. Put your foot down and let it be known.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, in saying that, I think something that has helped me a lot, like, because when I was younger, say if someone would do something hurtful, I would just have, like, a really, like, straight way of thinking about it. I would just be like, how can they do me like that?
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes I still do think like that, but I've definitely opened my mind to thinking that the way that I think and act towards people is completely different to how the next person is going to act towards me. So, like, I'm very naturally, I try to do my best to not, like, hurt people's feelings. I always try to, like, consider people's feelings, but you can still be a nice person, like, even if you don't, like, proper directly think about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to have that in mind, like, oh, is this person just a bit, like, a bit oblivious to what they're doing? Because sometimes some people are a bit oblivious to, like, their actions. Like, so what you might think is disrespectful, the next person doesn't, they don't even see an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, you know, like we were saying earlier, like, you just really need to, like, talk it out.
Comprehension, guys. It's not just communicate, because you can be communicating and be like, yeah, but then I went out my way to say this and stuff and we had a conversation about it, but then you leave the conversation and nothing's changed. Like, comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just say, please try your best honestly. But you know, without fuming, without fucking fuming in my seat, I think that's pretty much
what it's we pretty much
gaslighting.
It. Yeah.
And stuff.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you for honestly listening. We're so grateful for the support that we've received and just people coming and telling us, like, an episode has changed the way they're thinking. Da, 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 da. Like, it's so nice to hear it. Do you know what I mean, P? Like, we just gasped.
I feel so, like, I just, because me and you, we chat so much. So, like, for people to come and be like, oh, like, I never thought about something like this.
Do you know what I mean? It's so eye-opening.
Like, ask questions. I'm like, oh.
Like, ah.
I can't get too
gassed. I have butterflies inside.
It's so nice. It's just a nice feeling, like, knowing that obviously, like, what we say, you, like, people might disagree with it. We're not saying that it's a set way of how to, like, go about certain things, or it might not always fit into certain situations, but it's just nice to know that, like, somewhere, like, someone's like,
meeting the
like,
yeah,
it makes sense to them.
But thank you for listening.
That's it for episode 3.
We'll see you next time.
Make sure to follow us on Spotify. And to follow us on Instagram at If I Speak.
And we also should be making a new Twitter soon.
Yeah, we'll be getting that out soon.
So yeah, all the details should be on our Instagram. So yeah. Bye. Thank you so much. Goodbye.